This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Matthew?
It's After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it just hit me this thought that I, no offense to the voiceover artist there. When we first started using that, how much I hated it, and you hated it, and many of you listening hated it, and Nine did this thing where he sped it up. I like the song now that it's sped up. It's faster, and I'm now thinking I may go and find songs that in the past I've hated and speed them up and see if I then like them.
That's what they've always done on Top 40 radio, pop songs, pop stations.
Oh yeah, when there would be like a rock version of something, they would always spin it faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not literally, but the playback speed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. The I like up-tempo jazz, though. That's why I like it sped up.
Yeah, man. Jazz music is fun. You have to be under the influence of something.
They all were when they played it.
Of course. I went to a jazz club, gosh, back, I want to say it was September, October, here in Greenville. Yeah. And God bless, man, that was so much fun. But I was intoxicated.
Well, yeah, everybody is with jazz.
Yeah, it was great.
With jazz.
It was great. Yes, welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys again. If you are enjoying the show, please feedback it, or I don't want to say smash your button or hit that clock reminder gimmick that everybody always says.
Just share it.
I don't know what the comments below are going to be.
Yeah, just share it. It would be nice.
We would appreciate that.
We would really thank you from our hearts if you would share it.
And smash that 5-star review. Thank you. Also, tell me this.
What you want to know?
A bit of advice from you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm 46. Okay. I'm doing something later on this week, depending on weather, and I don't know. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah. What are you doing? Getting your hole bleached?
A true friend would know I did that for my birthday weekend back in October.
It's probably rusty again.
No. No.
Old trombone.
I'm doing something with imaginary friend Josh this week. That's funny now what you just said. And for those of you wondering, imaginary friend Josh is my friend Josh that Fatboy calls imaginary friend Josh because he's never met him, and that means that he's not a real person.
Yes, yes. That's how Fatboy thinks about things. Fatboy's like somebody's aunt, basically.
Well, depending on weather, we're going to go and do this thing called mudlarking.
Mudlarping?
Mudlarking.
Mudlarping. What are you doing?
Mudlarking.
Oh, I thought you were going to pretend to play that sword fight in the mud.
No.
No.
And you don't know to go. You don't need to go look it up on Urban Dictionary. It doesn't mean anything like that either.
I bet it's
although
all
it sounds done. Like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it probably is.
No, but he's my hiking buddy, and we're going to go through, and I'm not going to tell you which one. Because
I
don't want the paparazzi to show up, and I don't want anybody to find out about our honey hole. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's this area where there used to be an old dump, and I don't mean like aged feces. I mean, it's, you know, some place where people dump all their trash.
Yeah.
And over time, the erosion of the creek has caused the shore to wash away, and he... there's tell that there's some really cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. So you put on some waiters and you go, I guess you call them servers now. No, waiters, meaning, you know, the overalls are waterproof. We're going to go walk through this creek and also look for bottles and cool relics and stuff. But my question is, I feel like that's like a new spin on metal detecting, like something you'd see an old man do.
It is an old man activity, yeah.
God bless.
But, I mean, it's fine.
He's in his early 30s.
Old man activities are fun, man. I like old man activities.
It's going to be fun, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
If it's supposed to be in the 70s later on this week.
I love old man. Like, I love sitting on the porch and watching cars drive by and judging them for going too fast or too slow. I love old man activities.
I've noticed that.
Except watching the news. I don't watch the news.
I like hiking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I enjoy doing it alone when I can only listen to music.
Yeah.
Doing it with another person, it has to be a good conversation. And with him, it always is.
Well, I don't like trying to talk while I'm doing something strenuous. That's a pain in the ass.
Well, we don't really ever do the two strenuous. There's one that he likes, but rarely do we do the strenuosity.
Mm-hmm.
But
doing old man stuff is fun. Be it like mudlarking, like you say, like going to eat dinner at a seafood restaurant at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's fun.
No, talking. Ouch! I'm gonna sue. No, it's
who yourself?
Like when I go in, when I go hike, one of my little fun things is I always bring back a rock.
Yeah,
and you know, I'll that's cool. I'll pick it up. Oh, that one's cooler. I'll leave that rock. Grab the other one. And I always have to have some kind of little.
You know,
side
if everybody
thing.
Did that, the trail would be burnt.
I don't do any from the trail. They're off the trail.
You take all the woods home, and you can't go hike no more.
I'm going to try to get a hunk of the Poinsett Bridge. But
so that's protected historical landmark.
This right here, I'm exercising. I'm doing something fun. We'll be having a deep conversation, and I could possibly find some treasures.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You could, yeah.
But also, it hit me like a ton of bricks. You old son of a bitch.
Yeah, man, I think that a lot when I do old man stuff, like the way I love
care.
Going to the grocery store early on a weekend.
I just don't care. I mean, I care what you're telling me, but I don't care what...
Yeah, you don't care if you're old man or not, or if you're doing some old man stuff.
Right.
Old men do cool stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, I was watching the race, and I was like, man, he used to be so much cooler, even though I couldn't see all this stuff, to sit on the porch with my grandpa in Townville when they couldn't get cable back then.
No, listen to
and
it.
Listen to it on the radio. Yeah. Oh, that was cool back when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah. I remember, who cares? You make me feel old then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I recently found out about a thing old men are doing now. It's a new thing. Because I saw it in a news story because this guy and his nephew or grandson or whoever they were doing it, and they
is this the thing where they
scandalous.
Is this the thing where plastic surgeons can shrink your sack?
No.
That's a thing.
Just wait for a cold day. It'll take care of itself.
Sack rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you remove the wrinkles, please? It'd look weird then. It's real weird.
It would be.
It would be strange.
You ever seen any that were really, like, full?
No.
Okay, good.
No?
That's a trick question.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah? Oh, I'm excited. This is fun.
It's
You're
called,
smiling big.
It's called magnet fishing.
Is it on the internet?
No. It's in the water.
Okay.
What people do is they get a real strong magnet,
mm-hmm.
and they tie a rope to it, like a pretty strong rope, and they drop it out of their boat
and
just throw it out in the water and see what they catch.
Okay.
And the reason when I first heard about it was that this guy, I think it was a grandpa and his grandson in Florida, they pulled up two sniper rifles that are really deteriorated, but they're not old. They're just really deteriorated from the salt water and really corroded and stuff.
Numbers on them?
They've been filed off, I believe. I don't remember those details, but they've been filed off. Something that may have been used in a crime, been intended
Maybe.
To use in a crime, like some kind of drug cartel sort of crime or assassination plot or something like that.
God.
Maybe it was, and that's where they threw it after they disassembled them. Maybe not. Maybe they were never used.
Maybe they belonged to Lee H. Oswald.
They were sending them through the ballistics laboratory in Miami to see.
That's cool.
If they see what they could get from them, see if there's anything to recover from them. Or anything they could learn from them about where they've been, what they've done.
Let's go to the Ozarks. From what I understand, there's a lot of stuff in those lakes.
I imagine so.
At least the TV show shows.
Probably a lot of stuff in most lakes in most places.
Oh, yeah. The cities in Hartwell.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Lake Hartwell, they flooded out an old city. And that's what happened on Ozark. They flooded out that city.
A lot of those man-made lakes are like that all over the place. There's a church under Joe Cassie around here.
Is that true, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were making these man-made lakes, yeah. It's not like these people didn't expect it, you know.
I just went very effeminate. Is that true, though? Is it true I can get 5% cash back?
I'm sure they flooded over some settlements in Oklahoma because they get all the lakes there man-made. Every day, well, all the ones here are, too.
Yeah, but on Ozarks, they said
they have the most man-made lakes in Oklahoma.
The reason they did it, and I never thought about this, is the reason they did it is because when you own land,
mm-hmm.
you own the land and you own the land only,
yeah.
not underneath the land,
no.
and not the air above it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they flood it out and they make that a lake, a whatever, a park, national lake, whatever the hell yeah. you call it, I almost said ordained lake.
Mm-hmm.
Then the city or whatever municipality owns it.
Yeah,
and that is dirty, man. I wonder about the people that lived where Lake Hartwell is now. Like, where did they go? Are there bodies down there?
Probably not. I think they did. I don't think it was a surprise.
They give them some farmland and tell them to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they did on Ozarks, man.
Yeah.
I wonder if those people are growing opium seeds now,
mm-hmm.
or whatever those are. Wow, man. That's crazy. Well, the reason I didn't know when you said magnet fishing, I thought that was something to do with the internet.
Yeah.
But I've seen that happen before because when I went fishing at Lake Monticello or Monticello.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
There
was a guy there, he had a gorgeous beard. Mm-hmm. He was not wearing shoes. And while me and our mutual friend Looper were fishing, mm-hmm. this feller was throwing in a big, huge magnet on this yellow rope.
Yeah.
And it was Jethro, our friend.
Oh, okay.
And I for the life of me, I'm like, what? I mean, I didn't care. I was like, well, maybe he's tired of fishing. He wants to do something active, whatever. But I don't know that he recall that he gave it a name.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be better to do on a boat.
It's better with a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Too much arm work.
If you have a boat, you can go anywhere. If you're just on the bank,
just drag
right in front of yourself and drag it back.
You can do that anyway. Next time I'm on the lake, just drag a big, where can I buy a big magnet?
I don't know. Google.
Smart.
I don't know who sells big magnets, but Google knows.
I'm going to Magnet World as soon as we get done with this.
They probably got them at Magnet World.
They probably do.
Now, I know where you're going to get done with those. We got a meeting.
I'll see if they have any magnets at this place we're going.
They might.
Wow, that's fun. Yeah, I part of it is, I really love history, mm-hmm. and I love the relics of.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to Boston many years ago, I went on a historic tour, mm-hmm. and there was this area where they were doing, I'm such a thief. Remember, I stole the seat belt extender.
Rocks off the mountains.
Rocks off the mountains. Knife sets from Outback.
Mm-hmm. Blank back.
Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There was a historical walking tour, and they were doing some construction, and I looked down, and I saw a piece of, I know for a fact, is a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that sucker with me and on board an airplane and brought it back. I still have it today.
Yeah.
So I have it maybe from the tea party or something.
You definitely have some English blood in you, don't you?
Why is that?
Could you take everything home with you?
Listen, is that a joke about the stuff from Egypt that ended up in England?
Man, if the pyramids wasn't so heavy, they'd have been there too.
Hey, they just didn't want to take the time to rebuild that.
Yeah, I didn't know you had that much English blood. There you go, though.
Nah, it's mainly German and Cherokee.
Mainly, and a lot of English.
You are.
You know he's English. You can't be a 20th Cherokee and not have mainly English.
Oh, no. Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you ain't 1920s German.
I'll bring it in. I have the printout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, you could just believe me.
Well, I ain't believing you 1920s German.
What do you mean? I didn't say 1920s German.
Well, you said mainly German and Cherokee. You got some English in there.
Well, it says on the paper, Germany.
Yeah.
Now, get this. And I don't know that I've publicly said this
before. You're Germanic.
No, this will blow your mind right now.
What's that?
I am one. Oh, I can't believe it. I don't know. I should say this. It's true. It's rain, but it real is rain or whatever the thing is. But it's very. Okay, I'll say it. It's what they said. Mm-hmm. I'm 1% Nigerian.
Yeah, I think just about everybody has some ancestry dates back to Africa. It's the birthplace of civilization, though.
But that's like, wow.
But if it's the birthplace of civilization, that means everybody's got a little bit of lineage to Africa because it's the birthplace of civilization.
Do yours. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't.
No.
Mm-mm, no.
You have a hard time peeing?
What, right now?
No, when you do the test.
Oh, no, I mean, only thing.
No, you spit in it.
Yeah, you spit in it. I know that. The only thing that stops me from doing it is, you know, I don't know. They got enough. I don't know. I figure it's a scam somehow. I figure the CIA gets it and uses it against me somehow.
Oh, God.
You know.
You, man, you make me think of this thing a family member sent me the other day about the pandemic disease.
Yeah, you can't trust the CIA now.
Well, what happens to all those swabs when you get the test done?
I don't know.
Are they collecting your DNA?
Well, now everybody just does the test. You're talking about the COVID test. They just do them at home now as you throw them in your own trash.
The trash men are getting them.
I burned mine.
I used mine as a Q-tip secondary.
Yeah.
It's fine. My ear tested negative.
It's a little slick.
We're good. Now, I didn't really do that in case health officials are listening.
But what did your family members say, though, about something?
That what I just said.
Oh, okay.
About that,
that
they were, if you do the test, the drive-through test or whatever, that they were just collecting your DNA and filing it on your whatever for the Mark of the Beast.
Yeah. Can I tell you something that makes me feel like an old man more and more the more I do it?
When you get out of bed in the mornings?
Yeah, I
have to do like 3 minutes of yoga, kind of.
Yeah, you got to stretch out. You certainly got to stretch out.
It feels good.
When it's cold or raining real hard, it's like, oh, it hurts extra today.
Yeah, I don't even need a plug anymore to do it.
No. No, the, I think it's called a foam roller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm using it the wrong way.
You are.
Oh, man. Go ahead, sir.
No, the, something that makes me feel more like an old man is anytime I'm watching TV, mm-hmm. like when I watch something that's on a television channel.
Yeah.
At that moment, because
which is likely wrestling, probably
wrestling or sports or something. But I don't know. I switched back to YouTube TV, so I watch more TV now. I was watching How It's Made the other day about badminton rackets and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and I just find myself watching a little more TV because it's a good interface and it's better quality and it's just a better experience to watch YouTube TV than it was what I had before.
Non-paid ad.
Yeah, it is. I like the service. I pay for it. Not cheap either.
But we're welcome to have them sponsor.
Yeah, I'd love to. Come on, YouTube TV. But but yeah, and the only people who do that now are old people, really, watching actual TV, you know? Everybody else, strictly streaming stuff all the time. Pretty much Netflix by default, no matter what else is better on the other ones.
I'm not saying this bad about anybody, but the poorest people in the world have Netflix. Or they're sharing it or something. They have access to it, let's say. They have access to
it. Yeah.
I know people who don't even have, if they had to go pee-pee real bad, they don't have any kind of receptacle for it. You know
what I'm saying? Pot and
piss in? There you go.
Probably got a winner to throw it out of.
Nuh-uh. But, well, they got Netflix or access to it.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I think, I don't know. I got my own frustrations with that in general. You heard me say it before. I think quality-wise, it's near the bottom of the pack of streaming services.
Yeah.
But price-wise, it's tip-top.
Yeah.
More expensive than all the other ones.
Yeah.
But for the content you get back, it's like, yeah, but then again, they really target a young female audience with a lot of their programming, and that's why they don't get me, obviously, because I'm a 37-year-old man.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of murder documentaries, a lot of subtitle what is it called when they talk over, dub it in English or whatever?
Oh, yeah, a lot of foreign films there, you know, yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Yeah.
There was a show, a movie I was going to watch on there the other day that seemed very like Orwellian or whatever, and I realized it was a French movie.
Oh, like, yeah. French makes some good movies, though.
Name one.
The Horde.
Two.
That one you want to watch?
I don't know, man.
The French Connection
bothers me, and this is me, is it's commercial breaks.
Yeah. Basquiat.
Commercial breaks make me go right to my phone if I'm watching television alone.
Unless I can fast forward through it, which I usually remember I can do on the second or third commercial.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But the other thing, this is where I thought you were going to go with this, is like, I'm saying 50 plus. Are dudes 50 plus having such a hard time getting boners? Because every commercial I see, they used to be about depression, and now they're all about getting boners.
Have you seen what we eat in this country?
Is that what it is?
A lot of it, yeah.
Like, is that what it is? Because I was watching that Secrets of Playboy docuseries, which is...
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really good on A&E.
We gotta start that.
It's real. Okay, so I won't say another word. It's really, really good. But
I was supposed to see the part about Hugh ever having sex with dogs.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because that's what they touched on the one I just watched.
Allegedly.
And the question with that I have is like, if he's having sex with a dog, that means he is the pitcher.
I've seen some videos where the person was the catcher.
Isn't it weird? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, that way is worse than the other.
I don't know. Ain't neither way.
I can't say
one's better than the other. They both are terrible.
I need you to.
I can't. They're both terrible.
They're both terrible.
You don't do that. I have two dogs. I can't imagine somebody doing that to dogs.
For years until I saw
let dogs do that to them.
Jay and Silent Bob movie, the term donkey show. You know, I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not.
No. Donkey show, way different. That was Clerks 2, right, with Donkey Show?
Was it Clerks 2?
It was Clerks 2.
Well, I said Jay and Silent Bob.
I think they're in it.
Yeah, they are in it. They have to be. Wow.
Yeah, like Clerks 2 had the Donkey Show, though. Yeah, man, that was
Did you ever say what it was, though, that made you feel old?
Watching TV, like watching TV.
Oh.
Yeah, watching the actual broadcast television makes me feel old now. And I'm not even watching NCIS like all the old people, like all y'all's grandparents and parents.
But you think, so all the processed foods, so back to that, you think that's what's causing dudes to not get boners?
I think a lot of it is, yeah, just lifestyle and diet mainly keeps dudes from getting boners.
Okay, I worked myself back.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets of Playboy. They show some of these women that are on there, and they'll show them today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're in their 80s or whatever. And I'm like, I wonder what they look like then. So I'll go and Google what they look like.
Yeah.
And it'll show them likely naked. And I'm sitting there like, where did that shape of women go?
Dude, I think the same thing because I follow this Twitter account that is like vintage photography, and half the stuff they post is old pinups and old centerfolds and old nude models and stuff from like the 50s and 60s and 70s. It's like, man. Good God Almighty, that was good.
Just, they were all, like a lot of them, not all of them, but like they were shaped like, my daddy would always say, she's shaped like a gas pump. And I, you know, gas pump in my day, or in our day, were like square, you know, but he's talking about the big old tall gas pumps with the glass at the top and the big, basically saying.
An hourglass figure.
Basically saying big ass and big titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hourglass figure.
That's the
thing
you see with a lot of those women in those photos. I mean, it's the
voluptuous,
the
naturally.
Nice, the nice hips and a real slim waist and then busty.
Yeah.
I
ain't saying I got to have all that.
No, certainly. Look at me.
I'm just saying that something happened where.
Something did happen, yes.
Even, yeah, I mean.
The shape has changed.
And you can, even with the We talk a lot, about how like some old athletes looked very old when they were in their 20s.
Well, even that thing going around about there's a video of somebody's home movie from a high school in the 80s where they talk about how old all the kids look in the 80s. They all look 35 compared to, and now kids nowadays don't look grown. You see high school seniors look like they're in sixth grade.
So do you think that's from the convenience of like maybe stress and worry? Like nowadays, you can.
Unless they're all smoking and drinking back then.
They're still doing that today.
Hopefully.
Cigarettes are at an all time high. Cigarettes are cool again, I read the other day.
All right, that's because you got to be 21 to buy them now.
That's why they're cool again?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well,
probably so.
That makes sense. You got to be 21 to vape or to buy?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think nicotine tobacco products got to be 21 now. Yeah, across the board for all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it's cool now. I didn't know that cigarettes were coming back.
Well, just like
you can't even use the Camel anymore. Can't even use Joe.
Well, it's coming back as far as like showing it in movies and TV shows. Like for a while, they wouldn't even show it. Like you would get an R rating.
Even if it was something where it was historical that people would have been smoking, they wouldn't show it.
Sure, you see, even on Netflix and some of these shows where they put up. And I'm glad when they rate a movie R, they put why. Like I want to know if I'm gonna see some titties. You know, they put on there, but now they'll put smoking. Like, what are you triggered by smoking? There's no smoking in here.
Well, what if they say nudity and then it's just...
it's a guy.
It's just dudes, yeah.
They should say which sex is getting naked.
No, they can't. Certainly can't do that anymore.
And a butt don't count.
Mm-mm, no, no. Yeah, usually the butt's brief nudity.
That's what that means? Mm-hmm. Brief nudity.
Yeah.
It's not like nudity. A quick flashing.
It could be that, too. Mm. Like that movie, Just One of the Guys, is brief nudity because of the flashing at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The tuxedo.
Yeah. I remember that movie.
Yeah.
That's when VCRs were cool.
Your Lethal Weapon movies would always have brief nudity because you'd have Mel Gibson's naked butt in the moonlight.
Was it really his?
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe.
Looked like it to me.
Yeah. I've seen it before. I can't remember if that was his or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was good. What's up?
The thing of the convenience, though, I wonder if that's what ages us less. The convenience of, like, cell phones, mainly cell phones, the internet, you know. No, haven't. I can remember as a young kid on Fridays having to go around with my dad to pay bills with his paycheck or with a checkbook, you know, here, there, and yonder, running everywhere.
Yeah,
and now everything's like, oh, get it tomorrow by Prime.
I think it's more living in a bubble than it was when we were coming up because we were out there smoking and drinking hard liquor and stuff, and I don't think they're doing that quite the same way they were. And we didn't spend, I mean, even when we weren't smoking and drinking hard liquor, we didn't spend as much time in our rooms. Now, I mean, people talk about my room, and I'm talking about people who have their own apartment or their own house who just want to go hang out in their bedroom. That's my room. Like, no, this is your whole damn house. Stupid. This is your whole... The whole house is... This is my... I don't just have a room. I have a house.
They must have a cool bed.
I don't know. That's just what they've always done. That's where they've lived their entire life.
Wow.
Yeah, they've always just, you know, your room is your
sanctuary.
But it's kind of like how dogs, once you kennel them, they want the security of the kennel. It's like we've kenneled ourselves in rooms, kind of. It's
a weird way you say kennel.
Kennel thing. It's a weird thing, man.
Speaking of dogs, I'm only doing this to help out with the numbers. Text the word double, D-O-U-B-L-E.
Not trouble, Travis Tritt, double.
Double, D-O-U-B-L-E. Text that to 72341. It's not going to be anything offensive. For those of you who don't listen to our The Rise Guys morning show, which is now nationally syndicated, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's nothing like offensive.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't think it is.
No.
I think it's acceptable.
It's embarrassing to me and to others.
It is. It's a fun video. Just double to 72341. Standard messaging and data rates apply.
Yeah, it's fun. I almost choked for your entertainment.
Almost did.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Almost snorted some meat.
Yeah. God. That's the wildest thing. Yeah. The shape of women. What was the other thing we were talking about? Processed foods, really. Just when America just really changed in the looks, our looks. Human
I think
beings.
It was a gradual product. Again, I say this every time one of these comes up, and you've heard me say it a million times about a million different things. I think it's one of those things. It doesn't happen all at once, but gradually, the period of prosperity, industrialization, and the period of prosperity after World War II, it gradually happened during that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the
you fat said the word you always say.
Fat and happy Americans didn't happen until the 1970s, really.
Oh.
That's when that really started to become a thing. That's when we all got fat and happy.
I thought you were talking about industrialization.
I did.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, I said industrialization came first, and then that boom period of that just real good, prosperous period after World War II obviously is going to lead to some fat and happy, but it took a little while. So by the 70s, we're starting to get fat and happy, and then the shape started to change, I think. Then
my financing aficionado says about 2 years where that happens again.
Yeah. Fat and happy.
He's lost a little weight.
Prosperity though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. I hope
that's what they.
I hope.
I hope too.
I'm not. I'm skeptical, but I hope.
You're not what?
I'm skeptical, but I hope.
Oh yeah.
I'm not optimistic, but I hope.
I think you're skeptical most of the time.
Usually, yeah.
I am.
Are you?
Maybe.
I don't think you
know. No, what is that? That sounds gullible. That sounds like you're saying I'm gullible.
No, I was just being skeptical about you being skeptical.
Oh, I'm usually very skeptical.
But now you didn't seem gullible because you didn't pick up that I was being skeptical
but
about you.
But that happens the older you get.
It does.
That's like with life lessons. You're like, But then you also run into that time where as you get older, you're like, you know, I told you, you've had your situations. My mom got scammed and credit card misuse.
Oh, yeah,
and
it
things,
happens.
You know?
I tell you one thing.
Like, you just what happens to with that? Like, as your brain just deteriorate? I'm not talking about Alzheimer's or old timers. I'm talking about just forgetting, or just, you know, losing your couth or whatever it is. What happens?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of it has to do with being lonely.
Damn.
I think more than we realize has to do with being lonely.
Yeah.
But the
that's why I'm so lonely I could die. Yeah.
Probably the best thing about the best old man lesson to learn that a lot of people listening to this have learned, are learning, will learn, need to learn.
Go Mudlark.
Is when old men get to that point where they don't give a damn anymore. Like, they don't care. Yeah. Like, if you come to me and talk to me about some inane problem that don't really matter, I don't give a damn. Do not care at all.
Me, personally?
Anybody. Wow. Anybody coming to me with a problem? Look, if you have a legitimate problem, all right, I'll begrudgingly listen to that and talk to you about it. But if you have just some random day-to-day problem, I don't care. Shut up.
Wow. You said me, too.
No, I said anybody comes to me with just some
I am anybody.
Day-to-day type of problem that ain't a real problem.
But even though you said if it's a real problem, I'll listen begrudgingly.
Yeah, I said that jokingly. That was a joke.
I should have been able to pick up on that.
Maybe you are gullible.
Maybe. No.
I don't think so, man.
My gullibleness, my gumbleibity.
He's humble.
Yeah. I think, though, it's distrust comes from getting screwed over.
It does.
You know, financially, business-wise, whatever it may be. I think it's called just learning lessons.
It is, man. I have such trust issues in my own mind that I don't want to be alone with a woman in my house unless it's being recorded on audio and video. Not to make sex tapes or anything, just for everybody's well-being.
See, man, I got to tell you, that's so dead on. And before anybody like takes this the wrong way, I don't mean it maybe the way it's going to come out, but... Mm-hmm. As a man in 2022, or maybe even the last, I don't know how many years, to approach a woman, and not even to approach her, let's say you've went out for a time or two, whatever it may be, for you to initiate really anything, you're like, you have to be very trepidatious.
Yeah, you do. It's getting tricky.
Especially when you have any kind of, I'm not saying that we're hot shit, but I'm just saying if you have anything that anybody can go back on and mess with you
on. If you have anything to lose.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not that's, anybody with anything to lose.
That's right. That's, I mean,
if you own a business, if you have some wealth, if you have any kind of, any a job you love.
All of the above.
Yeah.
If you've said before, Jimmy, that if a woman is interested in you, and you weren't saying this with any kind of ego. You're saying if a woman's interested in you, she needs to come at you. And it's part of that because you're like, I don't even know how, or you know how, but a woman could use that against you maybe. Like if you said the wrong thing or whatever.
Yeah, and if nothing else, even on the, like, if nothing else, like for some reason, you almost feel like you're being looked at, viewed as a creep or something if you go barking up the wrong tree.
God.
At this point in life, you know? It's not that it's, oh, okay, I'm not into you or whatever. It's just like, no, you're creepy about it.
Oh, I want to say so much right now.
And then people go around telling stories around town about you, even though you never hit on that bitch.
Whoa, that hit home right
there.
Yeah,
you know, that blonde girl used to hang around some.
Tall one?
Tall-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never hit on her, and she went around saying, like, I was creepy. I'm like, I just talked to you very friendly, casually. Never got remotely out of line with anything involving the two of us.
I thought y'all made love.
You lying asshole.
Did y'all?
No.
You
think about somebody different, man.
The one that I was out and about and didn't know you were and ran into you at the former G-spot?
I don't think so.
Okay. Somebody different then.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody. I don't know who you're talking about.
No. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think you're like trying to hide from it.
No, I'm not.
I just think we're
two different people. I don't want to say the person's name.
No, don't. Tell me afterwards, though, because it would be very interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... man, I can't name names about stuff. But
listen,
like,
all my interactions with women, for the most part, have been very negative. So if they want anything to do with me, they're gonna have to start that because I ain't.
But I think the way you say that sounds. I'm not judging it, but I think if I was a woman
you
and
can
I
judge
heard,
it, I don't care.
Okay, if I was a woman, I would be heinous, ugly. But if I was a woman,
I'd be tall.
I would hear that and I would say, "Man, he's been screwed over so many times." And as your friend, I can tell you have.
Yeah.
But
every time.
But I would feel like you're...
Not just regularly it didn't work out, but every time it's something fucking weird.
I feel like you, by saying that, you're only going to attract fixers, and you don't like that either.
No, that's why I'm happy not just being single for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's way better this way, man. I'm telling you, it's so much better this way.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No. I believe in wanting to blank at first sight. That's about it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. That's yeah. another thing,
lust
too.
At first sight, absolutely. Love at first sight, yeah.
When you, when you've told people in the past that you love them, do you, did you tell them when you first did? Or did you think for the moment, like the right moment to tell them? Or did you just, the moment you felt like...
That wasn't really a strategy or anything to it.
Yeah. Because it, it's... Before I've ever said that in... Well, I can't say like when I was a teenager, maybe even in my early 20s, that I didn't say it and not mean it.
But oh, yeah.
That's something like... That's a thing where I
well,
know...
You thought you meant it at the time.
Yeah.
Some, most of the time.
But boy, when I say it, like, I freaking mean it. But I found myself having to, like... bite my tongue a little bit, like, you might be saying that. You don't want to say that right now.
Yeah.
That's a little wild, you know? And then, well, what if they don't say it back? Well, oh, that's weird. That's like, you just got love blocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
The you only, got L blocked.
The only time I say it freely with no trepidation is when I'm talking to dogs.
But have you ever meant it, ever not meant it when you said it?
To a dog, every time I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean it to dogs.
You love them damn dogs.
I love dogs. I love my dogs the most, but I love other dogs too. I just love dogs.
Text double to 72341. See how much. That idea, that was nine. It's weirdo.
Yeah, see how much Matt and Fatboy love dogs.
Tell me this. Let's go behind the scenes.
What's up?
Tell me how you came up with the idea of making, I'll tell you now, those of you listening that didn't see it. The idea was Nine brought in a foot-long sausage dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then that we, Fatboy and I, our producer of the Rise Guys Morning Show, would then put one end of it in each of our mouths and eat till completion, which would likely mean someone would pull away. Otherwise, we'd be kissing with weenie in our mouth.
Lip to lip.
I don't know who pulled away, but part of it fell, and I ended up laughing so hard or gagging that part of it came out of my nose. You can see the video. Mm-hmm. Text double to 72341. Tell me the inspiration behind that bit.
Well, I'm a big fan. Big fan of hot dogs. Love them.
Yeah.
Big fan of Requiem for a Dream. And I remember Lady and the Tramp. And I don't know exactly where it came from besides that. That'd be a funny idea.
Mm. It wasn't a dream. You were taking a shower and you're like,
No, no. Yeah. I don't remember when the idea hit me. It just seemed like it'd be good if we had a tie to do the double-sided dog.
Were you turned on by the video?
No.
Yeah, it was too blurry.
Well, you didn't kiss.
I don't know who pulled away first.
I don't know, man.
I think it was him.
I think you were having issues, and I think he backed up because you were struggling bad with
That's
it.
What it was. He was pushing.
He was pushing, then he pulled.
I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say, but he was pushing it into my mouth.
He was.
And I started gagging, and then that's what it was.
Yeah.
I ended up saying it there, not meaning to.
Yeah.
Did you just fart, or was that
your
shoe?
No, but I got to go to the bathroom. That's
okay.
My shoe.
All right. Yeah, sure. All right. Well, your shoe smells like dog shit. We're gonna skedaddle, right? We're not going to take a break.
I guess so. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and go. I got to go to the bathroom. We got to go to a meeting in a little bit.
Hot and mighty.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Please spread the word. You can follow me at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. And Nine is at Nine Rules.
That's on Instagram. You can find me at Nueve on Twitter, N-I-N-E from TRG on Snapchat.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and we'll catch you next time on After Hours with the Rise Guys, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode. After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.